Once again, the protesters were there to demand his removal and several times count down what they claimed as 83 days since vile comments from the former gubernatorial candidate about former President Barack Obama and Mrs. Obama and aide Valerie Jarrett drew four separate petitions for his removal. State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia's lawyers are studying the petitions and asking for some more information. After twice having the meeting disrupted, Palladino had his own explanation for the people attacking him.
You got a bunch of immature kids, spoiled by their parents, unable to identify the issue and understand it, exercising their First Amendment right in an overzealous way, disrupting other people's lives, which is not right.
Board President Barbara Seals-Nevergold says she asked the audience not to do what some members did and says they don't understand Albany is making the decision and it takes a while. After some attempts were made to physically remove protesters from the boardroom, Seals-Nevergold says board members are reluctant to have police come in and arrest protesters. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.